Good morning. I'm Terry Paul, Chairman of the Lena Research Foundation. Welcome to our international conference. In addition to the U.S. researchers present, there are researchers from seven other countries: Canada, China, France, United Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, Austria, and South Korea. To our friends from those countries, I would like to say welcome and also thank you for coming from such a long distance to join us. First, I need to do a few housekeeping matters. Number one, anyone that wants to obtain CEUs for the conference needs to pick up the paperwork at the back table. So where is the back table? Is there a back table?
That's staying back in the corner.
It's back in the corner, okay. And I think you will meet there Samantha, who will give you that information. And make sure when you do sign up for your CEUs that you also sign for both morning and afternoon sessions to get credit. Number two, there is also a sign-up sheet at the back table in the corner for departure times so that you can easily share a cab if you would like. And again, that's with Samantha. Number three, lunch is on your own. You have a list of lunch options in your packets, and also Elway's, the restaurant right downstairs, has lunch specials that are listed in your packets as well. What would a housekeeping announcement be without saying where the restaurants are, or restrooms are? They're across the foyer on this floor. Before I introduce our keynote speaker, I would like to take a few minutes to tell you how it came to be that we all are in this room here today in Denver, Colorado. In other words, the rest of the story. It is often said that 90% of a man's success depends on whom they marry. It is certainly true for me, because I owe my wife, Judy, the invention of the accelerated reader, which became the most successful reading software program in K-12, used in over 50,000 schools, and over the years by an estimated 70 million students. In mentioning the importance of whom you marry, I'm reminded of the story of the CEO of a Fortune 500 company who was riding with his wife in a car, and he pulls into a gas station. The service attendant puts gas in the car while the CEO goes in to pay. Obviously, this happened a long time ago when there were service attendants. When the CEO walks out, he notices that his wife is now out of the car and talking to that service attendant. He picks up on the fact that they know each other. He overhears that they even dated in high school. The CEO and his wife get back into the car and drive along in a silence for a few minutes. Then he gets a big smile on his face and says, "I bet I know what you're thinking." She says, "What?" He says, "I bet you're thinking I'm glad I'm married to a Fortune 500 CEO instead of a service attendant." She says, "No, that's not what I was thinking at all. I was actually thinking if I had married him, he'd be a Fortune 500 CEO and you'd be the service attendant." So that's how important it is who you marry. The ladies always laugh louder. In 1986, Judy and I founded Renaissance Learning, Inc. in the basement of our home in Port Edwards, Wisconsin, to sell Accelerated Reader. Working together over the next 25 years, we built Renaissance Learning into one of the leading technology companies in education. Besides the Accelerated Reader, we developed Accelerated Math and the Star line of computer adaptive tests. Every one of our products became the market leader in their category. And every one of our products also incorporated the simple principle of using technology to efficiently and objectively measure factors important for learning, and then feedback that information to those who can make a difference. You can see in that idea a clear connection to Lena. We also became a leader in consulting with schools on how to boost student achievement. I have worked in hundreds of public schools across the country, including many of the largest and most difficult districts, New York, Dallas, Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, to name a few. In 2011, after 25 years, we sold Renaissance to a large private equity firm. By then, Renaissance had grown to over 900 employees with 5 offices in the US and additional offices in Toronto and London. It is our success in building Renaissance that has provided the means to fund the development of Lena, an investment to date of $40 million. I'm very proud of what we accomplished at Renaissance Learning. We helped millions of students become better readers and better math students. Many students were able to go to college because of the work we did. Renaissance was and is a special company. One of the reasons it was so special is the corporate purpose we established from the beginning. Our primary purpose is to accelerate learning for all children and adults of all ability levels and ethnic and social backgrounds worldwide. Every employee could recite our purpose statement by heart, but more importantly, they lived it. Our purpose, the moral imperative to accelerate learning for all, came first. Profits, employee satisfaction, even teacher satisfaction were subordinate to accelerate learning for all children. Following that purpose made Renaissance a special place to work. We helped boost student reading and math achievement and sent more kids to college. I would still be working at Renaissance trying to improve schools and accelerate student learning, except for one thing. Though we had tremendous success, too often we failed. Too often we failed the children who needed us the most, the ones from the disadvantaged families who come to first grade with a limited vocabulary, knowing only 2,500 words, when other children come to first grade knowing 10,000 words. When you teach a child with 2,500 words how to read, he will read at a first grade level at best. His learning trajectory will be low and he will struggle forevermore. If you teach a child to read with a 10,000 word vocabulary, that child will be reading at a fourth grade level in no time, have a high learning trajectory, and ultimately go to college. For far too many disadvantaged children, school is too little, too late. A child's learning trajectory is set before they go to school. Researchers who have studied this conclude the home a child comes from is 10 times more predictive of academic success than the quality of the school that they go to. Our failure at Renaissance to significantly close the gap for so many disadvantaged children, it haunted me. I went looking for answers. Then I found this book, Meaningful Differences in the Everyday Experience of Young American Children by Betty Hart and Todd Risley. I thought, this is the answer. In order to close the gap, we need to motivate parents to talk and converse more with their children starting at birth. Recent neuroscience discoveries collaborate Hart and Risley's findings. Our findings at the Lena Research Foundation also collaborate their findings. This was the inspiration for Lena. Meaningful differences, though, also illustrated the data collection problem that had to be solved. It took Betty Hart and Todd Risley over 3 years to transcribe, code, and analyze the 1,300 hours of audio files that they had collected on 42 families. If it is that difficult and expensive to measure the quality of the natural language environment, then the feedback information necessary to change parent behavior will not exist. For over 30 years, even before Renaissance, I led the development of various technology-based products. I thought perhaps I could develop technology to automatically count words and terms, TV and more, in children's natural language environment. I had no idea whether it could be done, how long it would take, or how much it would cost. All I knew is that I had to try. Well, it did take a lot longer and cost a lot more than I could have imagined. Some people actually laughed at me, said it couldn't be done, including a leading MIT scientist in automatic speech recognition. That was kind of a down day when I talked to him. One person who did not laugh was Todd Risley. He was so excited about Lena. He became a friend, cheerleader, and consultant. Unfortunately, Todd died in 2005 before Lena was fully developed. I was able to recruit an outstanding team of scientists, engineers, managers, and just plain great people who came and worked harder than they ever had before because of the Lena Research Foundation mission. Our mission is to help close the gap by developing advanced technology to accelerate language development of children and for the research, screening, and treatment of language delays and disorders. As you can see, the Foundation's mission is similar to the Renaissance mission. I know, too, this mission is also your mission. Everyone in this room is here because they want to close the gap between the have and the have-nots. And that's what has brought us together today in this room in downtown Denver, Colorado. Well, it's wonderful and even exciting to be driven by a purpose that's bigger than ourselves. It's not an easy path. It makes me think of the story of a mom trying to wake up her son to go to school. Clearly, her son is not mission-driven. Her son resists, saying, "Mom, I don't want to go to school." She says, "Well, give me two good reasons not to go to school." He responds, "Well, one, the kids hate me, and two, the teachers hate me." The mom says, "Those are not good reasons. Come on, get up, go to school." The son says, "Give me two good reasons why I should go to school." "Well, son, you're 52 years old and principal at that school." Staying on mission takes perseverance. It's a long haul. Getting out of bed in the morning is the easy part. The hard part is to keep going, to be confident, to move ahead in the face of failure after failure. And all the while fighting off all the naysayers, especially those that argue it's all in the genes. You're wasting your time. Of course, I don't deny that genes are important, but so too is environment, especially the home language environment and the daycare environment. We can improve both. While it is unreasonable to expect that we can completely close the gap, we can make a difference to many. A woman was walking along a beach near the ocean. There had been a big storm the night before, and many starfish lay washed up on the sand, unable to get back to the water as the tide receded. As the woman walked, she picked up each starfish that she came to and threw it back into the sea, where it could survive. A neighbor saw her and said, "You're wasting your time. There are thousands, maybe millions, of starfish washed up all along the coast. You can't throw back enough of them to make a difference." The woman said nothing, but bent down, picked up another starfish, and threw it as far out into the ocean as she could. Then she smiled at her neighbor and said, "Made a difference for that one." Your attendance at this conference puts you at the vanguard of a movement to close the gap between the have and the have-nots, though we won't be able to close the gap fully and will always be trying to do more. What's clear is that with Lena, we together can make a difference in the lives of hundreds, thousands, perhaps millions of children throughout the world. And that concludes the rest of the story. Again, welcome, and have a great conference. Thank you.